Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Reb Shmuel ben Yamin ben Tishna Rachel Leia. Hu b'chol anilvim alav. They shall have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol maaseh yadayim. We're going to be learning from the Sefer Be'er HaGola on page Kuf Pei Beis of the Dapei HaSefer of the Rav Hartman edition. Be'er HaGola is a Sefer that the Ma'arel wrote in order to counter the attacks against the Torah and Chazal from those who consider themselves more enlightened. And the Maharal tries to show the depth of all the words of Chazal. Very interesting sefer, especially those who struggle with Emunah. It's a sefer that's mechazik in Emunah, and who doesn't need constant chizuk in Emunah? So we're going to be learning from the Sefer Mitzvah Shem and using the footnotes as well. Excellent, excellent footnotes. V'perek beis debov mitzia, omru sham, she'ein tzarech lahachzer aveda achar yeyush ba'ilim. It says in the Gemara in Bov Mitzia that after yeyush, you don't have to return the aveda. After there's despair, you don't have to be machzer the aveda. V'dov ezen nir l'bnei adam rachok. And people see this as being very strange. She'yikach adam es she'einu shelo, how's it shayach? That I take something that doesn't belong to me, v'lo amo v'lo tarach, and I didn't toil for it. I find a lost object, and I can keep it. How can that be? V'davar ze'ena l'fi adas hanimusis, and this doesn't work with the das hanimusis. This is not a logical data, logical laws, a logical religion. Because the Das Hanemusis is Mechayev you to be Machzor the Aved even after Yeish. Hartman notes here that the Maharal, it's a great diuk, the Maharal says that you don't have to be Machzor the Aved after Yeish. He should have said even more, that after Yeish it's yours. Not that you don't have to return it, but that it's yours. So he explains it based on the Achronim who say that Yeush doesn't mean that the Bailam are mafgir the chefetz. There's no hefgir here, and therefore Yeush doesn't create a kinyan. It's just the Torah didn't command you to return it. And therefore, what then is Yeush? What does Yeush do? Yeush means that you don't have to return the object. Memel, you can keep it. But it's not that Yeush gives you the kinyan in the object. And therefore the Maharal says, She'ein sarach lahachzir aveda. The chiddush is that you don't have to return it. Not that with the Yeush it belongs to, because the Yeush doesn't create the Kinyan. The Yeush just creates a lack of, that there's no longer a Chiyuv Hashava. And maybe you can keep it. In any event, how can we explain this? That you find the lost object, and losers, finders, keepers, losers, weepers. V'sibazos, kidas enemusis, b'chayiv dover masheroi lasis l'fitikon olam. The religion of logic would require you to do something that would fix the world. Even if it's not necessarily. The seichel isn't mechayev. Sometimes there are things that logically you would think don't make sense, but at least tikkun ha'olam. So according to the Das Hanemusis, which is based on logic, and logic says, logic dictates, that you have to have a well-functioning society. And therefore, well-functioning society means you find something, you give it back. How does a child have to keep what you find? It's not yours. V'chol zeh. Now we're skipping a little bit to page Kuf Pei Gimel. Ki divrei chachamim al pi haTorah shekol divrei Torah mishuarim b'seichel. So it happens to be that's Torah, not it happens to be, but it is. That Torah is seichel. Torah is logic. Torah makes sense, and it is not by chance. And everything has a reason. The Maharal on the Rashi that says that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu a matbeah shel eish, a coin of fire, that weighs a half a shekel, and he says, this is what you should give. Ask the Maharal, what's so hard? What do you have to show him the coin for? And the answer is, how is the kapara that the Jews get based on a coin? The coin is giving you kapara? And the answer is that this is from God. This is a holy coin. It's a matbea shel esh. That's the root of the matbea. It has a shiur eloki. It's not just any coin. It's based on much more sublime and higher reasoning and logic and roots. The roots of the holy coin. That's why it is shown it's not stam matbea. It's matbea shel esh. It's a spiritual coin. And everything that makes real sense, that's what's right to do. So when you're talking about the Das HaNemusis, they go based on what one would think at first blush. It's not muchruch, it's not mechuyev. It doesn't have to be. Torah is muchruch. Torah is what has to be. It's not Das Rishon. It's not just what you would think at first glance. Torah gets to the depth and tells you what's how does it have to be? That's the Chiyah Chochmasim V'Nasim Leine Amim. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo chukim mishpatim sadikim kuchol haTorah azos u'shmartem asisem ki chochmasim v'nasim leine amim sheyishm kol chukim ha'elu. So everything in the Torah is Chachma. Now, like the Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel Perek Chavav, that there are certain details that don't have a reason. No, says the Maharal, everything has a reason. And this Ve'ena Torah Pona L'Svar, Torah isn't just logic that a person sits and he thinks that could be like this, could be like that. It's not Umdana. It's Emes Lamita. What's the Pshat? Since Mammon is not part of you, it's just a Kinyan. That's shaykh to you. Lefikach kasher nevad hamomon mimenu she'ein hamomon b'rishuso ki chol aveda hamomon yotze mitachas b'rishuso harei hamomon atzmo eino b'rishuso. Therefore, when a person loses his money, and therefore it's no longer in his rishus, because when there's an aveda, the mamon is no longer in his rishus. According to the Maharal, something that's in your rishus, something that's in your possession, and you're misyayish from it, because you don't know, that yeush isn't matir. The yeush is only matir because it's no longer in your rishus. So you have something that's not no longer mitachas rishus, so. And gam dato ein olav. You don't have das for this. For this mammon, you're not thinking about it anymore. You said, I'm not going to get it back. Oy v'avay l'chisaron kiz. Harei dabar zeh, ain't old mammon o'klah. It's not your money anymore. For two reasons. Because it's not birshuso, and it's not bedaito. And then it becomes hefker gamor. Rashi in Bava Metzia. Mehashtava yehu sh'arei nofal u'kashiyad voda. Shuv ein daito olav. So when he defines yeush as ein daito olav, that your das is no longer connected to this object. This inyan of yeush is hasaras dover mehalev. You're not thinking about it anymore. As it says in Shmuel Aleph Chav Zayin Aleph, v'noash mimeni sholav aksheni yod. And Shaul despaired of searching for me anymore. So it's an idea of this asara me'alev. So that's the deep chachma of the Torah. That the Torah tells us that the reality is that if a person no longer has an object in his possession and he was meisir das from this object, it becomes hefker gamor. So here the Maharal is mechadesh that yeush is hefker gamor. Tosis in Bava Kama writes that it's not Hefker Gamor. It's Xeris HaKosuf, that after he's Messiah, anybody could be Zoch in this object. And therefore, since it's not Hefker Gamor, explains the Nesivis, according to Tosfos, even when a person loses it, it's still in his rishus. It only goes into the other person's rishus, the finder, when he actually finds it. But it doesn't start out being hefker. It's not that a person loses an object, it's not in his rishus anymore, and he's a messiahish, boom, it's hefker. No, according to Tosfos, even after he loses it, it's still his. Just the Torah gave people a schus to take it. Once somebody takes it, then it becomes the other person's. But it's not hefker immediately. And the morale says no. The morale is mashman that he doesn't hold like that. So the morale says it becomes hefker gamur. So you can't prove from here that the Maharal holds that the Mice of Yeush is a Mice of Hefker. However, after Yeush, whatever Yeush does, now let's say there's no longer a Chiyuv Hashava, now it becomes Hefker Gomor. So according to the Maharal, after Yeush, it's Hefker Gomor. And according to Tosis, it still belongs to the Bailim even after the Yeush until somebody else finds it. Ramban also writes in a number of places in Pesachim and in Bava Metzia that a chefetz that a person has yeush from, since he's messiahish, it goes out of his rishus immediately. So is the lashon of Rashi. So writes the Pri Yitzchak. The Divrei Yecheskel brings the Ritva, who says that the Bailim can't retract from their yeush. After Yeush, they can't change their mind. So he says, from here's a raya, that Yeush is Hefker. Otherwise, why can't they change their mind? If it's still in his rishus, let him change his mind. Ulakach continues the Maharal, Kashem b'siyayish min adavar, motzi amon midayte, eno momen od momen shalo. And therefore, after he's messiahish, and he pushes the money out of his mind, it's no longer his money. Lakach amr sheminiyach kli b'vesay. The Bailim have a kli, and they thought that the kli got lost, and they have Yeush. And then somebody finds the kli in the house of the Bailim. The Yeush isn't mati the kli, because it was still Rishus HaBailim. This apparently is a machlokas rishonim. The Ramban and the Mulchamos and Bav Metzia Chavov and his chedushim there says that Yeush isn't matir a chayfetz that's brishus bailov, because Yeush is not mafkia from a person mamon that's in his rishus. Reb Chaim Halevi in Hilchos Gzeila V'Aveda Perek Tes Halacha Aleph writes that an object upon which there has been no ma'ase gzeila or ma'ase aveda is still brishus bailim. And Yeush doesn't help, because Yeush only helps if there's an Aveda. And a Chefetz that's Breshus Bailov doesn't have a Shem Aveda. Because the Iker Yeush is only when the Shlita of the Bailim has been shaken. And as long as it's in his Rishus, there's no Chisaron in the Shlita. That's how the Maharal holds. However, Tosis and Bav Metzia, you see from there, that if a kli was lost in a person's house, and we know that it was messiahish, the yeush is chal, and it belongs to the finder, so holds the rush. And the Kilas Yankiv and Bava Metzia, Siman Chaf Hei Os Beis, writes that those who say that yeush is moel bakark also hold that way. How do you lose a piece of land that's no longer in your rishus? Stays in the same place. But if you hold that even if you have shlita over something, even if you didn't actually lose it, it could still, the yeish is still moil, then you can have yeish bekarka. And Maharal Lechor doesn't hold that way. But if you lose it and a person is not misyayish, so it's still kinyana. So there has to be both that it leaves his rishus and he no longer has das on it. And therefore that the Gemara says that if you find a mitziya and the bailam have yeush, that it belongs to the finder, that's lufi aseichel. That makes the most sense. It's just a kin, it's not part of you. Therefore you can lose it. Therefore, in order for it to be yours, they have to have the shame bailam on it. Either it's bedaito or birshuso, but if it's gam lo birshuso. If it's gam lo bedaito, so it's gone. If it would be etzem me'atzmo basar mibsaro, then it would be yours no matter what. But since it's not, you can lose it. Either when you both have das, that it's not yours anymore, your person's besiyash, he's not going to find it anymore, spares of ever finding it, and it's no longer in his rishus. How can you say that you have to return an object after yeush, and that you have to return an aved after yeush? How can it be? You don't have to. It's emes, and emes you have to do. You have to go after the seichel, which is a ner meir la'adam. You shouldn't go after the choshech. V'chomasev yanim shechachar seichel v'adas. Moshem ha'kasuv ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. And in all of your deeds, you have to follow logic. As it says, mitzvah is like a ner, and Torah is light. You have to go with the light. So even if you would think at first glance that you shouldn't do this, you have to be sichli legamre, and that's the Torah, and therefore the maral is koveh here that the seichel amiti holds, says, determines, dictates that when you lose an object and there's yeush, belongs to the finder. There's no yeush, it's still in your rishus. If it's still in your rishus, if it's still in your possession, even if you have yeush, it's still yours. When we say nilmod, inyan amamon amadrigoso, shilo yaseb amamon, kilu gufo v'nishmaso. Now you have to learn, this is a good lesson about money. Money isn't your body, it's not your soul, it's not part of you. It's something external to you. And therefore, when a person dies, he doesn't go with kesef or zav. All he has is his Torah and Ma'asim Tovim. And therefore, if the din was that a person gets to keep his money, even after he loses it and he has yeush, a person thinks, oh, the money is part of me. Because look, I lost it. I had yeush, and yet it's still mine. So that means I have a really deep shaychus to my money. Can't get rid of it. It's part of me. And that wouldn't be good. He would be machshav ashiris too much. And now we understand what Osher is all about, that it's not really part of the person. Gruv Dessel says a person buys a car, but it's not part of him. A person changes a midah, that becomes part of him. But the car is something external to you. And the Maral encourages us not to be schalim, not to be fools, like it says in the Medrash, that Lev Ksil Lismolo, B'nei Ruven and B'nei God made the Iker Tufel and Tufel Iker. They said to Moshe, we're going to builds pens for our sheep and cities for our children. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, what are you talking about your sheep before your children for? First for your kids, and then gidros letzonchem. So you see from this medrash that a person who's machshev his money too much is called a kesel, fool. So we have some Musa from here also. So the Torah is very wise. Rakam Chacham in Avin Agoya Gadol Azeh. Ulekach Roishi in Mishpatei HaTorah. Lefi HaSeichel. What's Pshat with Yaakov Avinu? And his Pachim Ketanim? Shechavivin Aleim Mamonim Yosem Igufan? Gemara says. Fishain Poshin Yedein Begezel? They love their Mamon, even more than their goof. And the Svarim talk about how a person's Kedusha is mispashit his kinyanim. That doesn't mean that his kinyanim are part of him. They're still not etzem me'atzavim of ubasim ripsarav. It's mispashit from him onto his kinyanim. But it's still not one and the same with him. And therefore he can lose it. But who said Yaakov Avinu had Yeush and his pachim ketanim? For keret, he went back to get them. So therefore he still has shaychus to it. Doesn't say that tzaddikim love their mammon even after aveda and yeish. That it doesn't say. It just says that tzaddikim love their mammon as long as it's still theirs, because they're not poshut yedein begezel. They got it honestly, and as Svarim Hakdoshim talk about, like Rashi says about Avraham Avinu when he bought the field vayakam. The field went up, tkuma haisalo, the field had a tkuma. It was an aliyah to be Rishus Avraham Avinu. That's as long as it's in their Rishus. Vim yomar adam disol sovi yishlach sar vedi mitzad aroi kdei shlo yagia hezek l'chaver. Okay, so say that you're not chayev to. But at least do a chesed and return it. Alo davar zeh amru sheish lachzer aveda avachar yesh ba'al aveda lo mitzad achiyuv ki mitzad achiyuv ein tzarech kamo shiz barak mitzad achesed. Say nachinami. Person wants to go b'derech hatoy v'ayosher and lefnim b'shiru sadin, he's machzer in aveda. Hilchus gzeh lel aveda Rambam perikid aleph halacha zayin. As it says in the pasuk, v'odata lam esaderech yelchu ba v'samata shor yasun, that a person should go lefnim b'shiru sadin. Do chesed. That's very wonderful. But not me'ikar adin. And that's how Torah is shleima b'tachas ha'shleima shi Torah semes mashu mechai b'fi ha'seichel. V'gam lamda Torah lasas tova chesed mashroi lasas mitzad ha'chesed. So first we go with what's me'ikar adin, mitzad ha'seichel, the emes, and then we go v'aiter al pi chesed, that you should return the object. Pi emes, you don't have to. But if you do, it's a great chesed. And therefore Torah is both emes and shalom. Emes is mischayv kefi ha'seichel and shalom. Shalom. So we should all be zochem Eretz Hashem. Always to see the depth of Torah. And appreciate it. Love it. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.